USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former elections manager for a Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Sandra Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, turned herself in Monday in response to a warrant issued for her arrest on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Ms. Brown is insistent the 2020 election was filled with election fraud. Raising taxes amid a 40-year record-high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase. So this is not something that's just going to affect middle class or people over 400,000. This is going to affect middle class Americans, sometimes with families as low as $75,000 a year income.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.